Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you again for a new and a fresh day. And we thank you, Lord, for your beautiful love, Lord, that is found in wisdom. And wisdom is light coming from heaven relative to your wonderful plans for our life, your gift of life for us, a unique life for each and every one of us. And so as we go into this word, Paul's giving your wisdom relative to being married or unmarried, or if your partner walks out on you. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom. Wisdom is so important. I think of all your scriptures that point out this mightiness of this great salvation. And then the first thing you see, what we need is wisdom. And so, Lord, thank you that you can just keep our hearts, our soul, and our attitudes and actions in your wisdom, in your light, according to your heavenly plan for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 7 from verse 8 to 16, and I'm reading from the Message translation. I do, though, tell the unmarried and the widows that singleness might well be the best thing for them, as it has been for me. But if they can't manage their desires and emotions, they should by all means go ahead and get married. The difficulties of marriage are preferably by far to a sexual tortured life as a single. And if you are married, stay married. This is the master's command, not mine. If a wife should leave her husband, she must either remain single or else come back and make things right with him. And a husband has no right to get rid of his wife. For the rest of you who are in mixed marriages, like Christian married to non-Christian, we have no explicit command from the master. So this is what you must do. If you are a man with a wife who is not a believer, but who still wants to live with you, hold on to her. If you are a woman with a husband who is not a believer, but he wants to live with you, hold on to him. The unbelieving husband shares to an extent in the holiness of his wife, and the unbelieving wife is likewise touched by the holiness of her husband. Otherwise, your children would be left out. As it is, they are also included in the spiritual purposes of God. On the other hand, if the unbelieving spouse walks out, you've got to let him or her go. You don't have to hold on desperately. God has called us to make the best of it as peacefully as we can. You never know, wife. The way you handle this might bring your husband not only back to you, but to God. You never know, husband. The way you handle this thing might bring your wife not only back to you, but to God.
Hallelujah. So yeah, we can see again, as I was praying this morning, that the key here is wisdom. And I've been nearly 40 years now with the Lord, married to him, on fire for the Messiah. And I've just come to realize, you know, that in all situations, it's the wisdom. And wisdom is light. And wisdom is God's will for your life. It's the main thing in every situation. And having done the brilliant leaders, and I've come to know that you can hear the word from the most beautiful, profound teachers, wonderful leaders, but it's still, you need to get the Lord to breathe life into that message. So you need to go to the Lord and let him, he can take that same message that you've got from brilliant leaders, brilliant teachers, brilliant brothers and sisters, all meaning well. And when you hear from the Lord, it just makes sense. It's like a breath of fresh air in your understanding, and you've got peace already. Even before that situation is resolved, you already know it's going to be resolved. So the big thing, guys, is this is why we come in the morning. Now, it's actually easier when you're going through a tough time to know, hey, I need the Lord now, and run to the Lord, and then get that wisdom, that first step, like when we were riding and Danita was on her way to Cape Town, the car broke. We both had to say, what's now? First thing, Danita needs to get to the airport. She's got to catch a plane. And that was the first bit. So you're in a situation and you're needing answers. Get that first step. It's like eating an elephant again. There's a lot of things that need to happen. But you just get that first step. And then once that first step is sorted out there and God has come through, you, what next, Lord? And that's the whole key in life. I think of the beautiful Isaiah chapter 9 speaks about this bright light, Jesus, that's coming to this world. And he's coming victoriously there because Satan and his demons have been defeated, like Gideon and his boys defeated the Midianites. That's what the Bible says there. And it says that he's here for harvest now. What is this harvest? Bringing about the restoration, bringing about everything that's been stored up in heaven is now available for his brothers and sisters. He's got total rule. The kingdom has come in every way. And so he's here to bring about this glorious kingdom. And it's this glorious kingdom, it says from that time on, it's just there to flood this earth. Amen. Cover this earth as the water covers the sea. But there also, what is the first thing you see? He says, he's a mighty counselor. You see, when he's your counselor and you're looking to him, he knows your heart and he knows how to fill it with what is needed. Then all the other things come. You get to see he's almighty. He's no Mickey Mouse. He's a beautiful reality here for planet Earth. And almighty God, Prince of Peace, all those other qualities follow. And then you just got it beautifully just put together in just a couple of verses. Is in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. He says, of God are you in Christ Jesus. Amen. Of God are you in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, you got everything. In Christ Jesus, you got everything pertaining to life. And then what does the word say then? Of God are you in Christ Jesus, who's made you wisdom. And you see wisdom, guys, just getting wisdom every morning, in every situation, looking for wisdom. In all scenarios, getting wisdom, bowing your knees to the Almighty, as the word said this morning. And then that's what God honors. And then everything else comes. Wisdom, redemption, sanctification, righteousness, everything. That is everything, guys. So draw close to the Lord, listen to him on a daily basis, and see the salvation of your God. See his wonderful love. See his great and glorious plan for you and your friends and family, and especially for your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.